When someone asks you, "Hey, what are you drinking tonight? What can I get you?" What do you respond?
Sparkling water. I know that's so boring and I hate it, but I really don't hate it now. I really actually love it.
Is there a book, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, that you've devoured lately or that you find yourself recommending to other people frequently?
Yes, Untamed by Glennon Doyle is one of my absolute favorite books. She is sober. And what I like about it is that it's like little digestible stories, not about one thing, about many, many, many things. And I find all of them extremely powerful.
If someone asks you, why don't you drink? What story do you tell them?
I don't tell them a story. I tell them I don't like myself when I drink, and I love myself when I'm sober. And if they need a reason, I've been to rehab twice and it's far too expensive to go back.
Tell me about a habit that you've only started since getting sober and how that habit has changed you for the better.
I take bubble baths religiously. And it's not just a bath, it is a thing. It's light the candles, shut the door, have the bath salts, and turn on instrumental music with no words. And it's much more than just a bath. It's my quiet time with myself. My kids don't come in, they know it's bath time for mom. And it's time I allow myself to connect with just what has happened in the day and digest and come up with gratitude for how I generated these things for myself and what the gifts are in the opportunities and the lessons of the day. I just never walked through life with intention before, and this bath time kind of allows me to do that.
If you were to meet someone who is just getting sober, would you give them any particular advice? Or conversely, do you think there's any particular advice that you think they should ignore?
I think you have to trust yourself. And I think if you trust yourself and one other person, you have a much better chance of achieving your goal. So I think accountability in whatever fashion you want it to be, but I think that accountability in some fashion with someone is really important.
Is there a purchase of under $100 that you've made that you think is worth every penny that has brought you joy or surprised you in some way? First thing that comes to mind.
Everything at HomeGoods for the seasonal decor. Like literally every single trinkety Halloween thing is in my home right now, and I love them all.
Awesome. Thank you.